The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. This is me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. And this is episode 459 of the Columbia Calling podcast. This is going to be a briefer episode, but it's an episode with some outtakes from the recent Anato Fair. So that's a big travel and tourism fair in Bogota, which just took place this last week. So if not hundreds and thousands of people will have gone through, passed through the doors of Corferias to look at, well, what's on offer in Colombia and what's on offer around the world, because you have, let's say, vendors from all over. Myself, well, I was there in my capacity as a small hotel owner, and we were there at the Travel Mart hosted by Pro Colombia upstairs in Corferias, and it's kind of like a speed dating for travel agencies and small businesses with travel agencies from overseas, and telling them what you have on offer for their clients. So we did about 22 meetings over the 2 days. Friday was 10 meetings straight with just 15 minutes of a break with a stale roscón. But it was very successful. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the main body of this podcast, because really it was different this year. We felt something different. Other news, of course, Joe Elliott, the lead vocalist, the vocalist of Def Leppard, the 80s glam rock band. Well, he was rushed to hospital here in Bogota on the Friday, last Friday. Of course, there was fear. It was Friday night, Saturday morning. A fear, of course, for his health, but it was nothing more than a severe case of soroche or altitude sickness. Anyway, he was rushed to Mali and looked after there. Of course, the rumor mill was in full swing, because, well, you'll remember about a year ago, very sadly, Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the Foo Fighters, passed away in Bogota. Complications from, I think, all of his medications and, of course, the altitude and a number of other things which have yet to be, well, have yet to be cleared up. But, of course, Def Leppard and Joe Elliott were staying in the same hotel. It's the Casa Medina Four Seasons. So everyone was talking about the curse of Bogota and that no one would want to come and play a concert here. Anyway, that said, he recovered, headlined a concert. Well, it was a double headline with Def Leppard and Motley Crue and the Simon Bolivar Park, despite the bad sound systems there. Well, it hosted a great one. It was about three quarters full, as I say. And I was there in attendance watching the glam rockers and, well, put on a good show. I didn't stick around for Motley Crue. I'd seen Kraken, the Colombian band. I'd seen Def Leppard. And it was a pretty cold night, so we left and moved on. So now over to some messages from our sponsors, and then we'll be on and talking. And I've got some outtakes and some clips from the Anato Tourism Travel and Tourism Fair last week in Bogota. So thank you for listening, and don't go away.
The Columbia Calling podcast is sponsored by Latin News, a leading source of political and economic analysis on Latin America and the Caribbean since 1967. Their flagship publication, the Latin American Weekly Report, provides a behind-the-scenes briefing on all the week's key developments throughout the region. Sign up for a 14-day free trial at latinnews.com. The Columbia Calling podcast is also proud to say that we are sponsored by BNB Colombia Tours, which is a leading tour operator in Colombia, providing a large range of private day tours, transportation, and bespoke packages throughout Colombia since 2017. By popular demand, from January 2023, they will be providing exclusive small group shared tours for those aged 50 and over. If you're interested in experiencing one of their unforgettable journeys through Colombia, be it a shared tour with like-minded travelers or creating a private package of your own, just complete the form on the Colombia Calling website, that's colombiacalling.co, or the Plan My Trip form on the BNB Colombia Tours website. That's bnbcolombia.com. And they'll be in touch within 24 hours to answer all your questions and to start the planning of your Colombia adventure. So please support our sponsors, our patrons here on the Colombia Calling podcast. That's bnbcolombia.com and latinnews.com. Thank you again.
I'm Grace Brennan, and these are your top stories for the week of February 27, 2023. Objections to Petro's proposed health reform were leaked in a document over this weekend. In the 17-page letter, finance ministers raised concerns around spending costs. According to figures from the ministers, the reform would result in an increase in spending that significantly exceeds predictions from the government proposal. Ministers also highlighted issues caused by the reform in relation to the provision of health services in indigenous communities. Petro has acknowledged that the document exists and said that it prompts a discussion that has produced changes to the project and different tables of fiscal impact. Six cities in Colombia appear in the 2022 ranking of the 50 most violent cities in the world. Cali is listed highest at 32, with a homicide rate of 42.09 per 100,000 inhabitants. Santa Marta is listed 37th, Buenaventura 43rd, Cartagena 47th, Palmira 48th, and Cucuta 49th. 160 organisations, unions and groups of taxi drivers took part in a national strike on Wednesday. Drivers protested high gasoline prices and competition with unregulated mobility platforms like Uber, Didi and InDriver. Demonstrations were largely peaceful, however, there were reports of disrupted public transport routes and blockades on the Medellin-Bogotá highway, as well as in Cali. Following the strike, the Minister of Transport, Guillermo Reyes, signed 18 commitments, including updating service rates and regulating the use of transport applications through local authorities. Some indigenous people in Colombia are at risk of extinction, according to the resident coordinator of the United Nations in Colombia. Following the launch of the strategy to promote humanitarian management in indigenous peoples, UN research shows that 22 indigenous groups live at risk of extinction and 62 live under threat conditions. Indigenous people in Colombia also represent 41% of the people affected by humanitarian emergencies, such as displacements and confinements. These figures are lower than those provided by the Human Rights Observatory of the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia. President Petro has expressed his interest for Colombia to be part of the UN Human Rights Council in 2025. Speaking via video at the 52nd Session Geneva Conference, Petro said that Colombia would be able to share with the entire international community the lessons of what Colombia has suffered. Of the 47 countries currently on the Council, 8 are from Latin America. The Foundation for the Freedom of Press has issued a new report claiming that technology used by military forces and police in Colombia to monitor people's online activity affects freedom of expression and privacy. In particular, the report warns that intelligence work can be used against journalists whose content has been arbitrarily labelled as positive, negative, or neutral. The flip says that authorities are acting in legal vacuums and asks the Minister of Defence to ensure that intelligence activities are transparent and comply with human rights standards. An environmental alert was made in Bogotá on Friday due to poor air quality generated by forest fires in the southeast of Colombia. Mayor Claudia López has already recommended that people with respiratory problems use face masks while in the city. A technical committee is due to meet later today to evaluate whether social measures will be implemented to further combat the problem. Those were your top stories for this week. Thank you for listening.
And this is episode 459 of the Columbia Calling podcast. As I said earlier, we've got some outtakes from the Anato Travel and Tourism Fair that was held this last weekend in Corferias. So it seems pretty timely to be discussing travel and tourism again. And we've got some different people giving us some feedback. Well, we've got one of our sponsors, Bruce McLean of BNB Columbia.com. It's BNB Columbia Tours. You can find that very easily. And of course, we do mention them in the intro and the outro of each show because he is one of our sponsors. Anyway, he's talking about some hot chili that was gifted to us, or gifted to him by the, well, no less than the governor of Valpes. But we spoke to the, I guess, in charge of tourism for Valpes, who can probably be described as the Sofia Vergara of Valpes, but you will hear from her a bit later on. I think it's important just to talk about the variety on show during this Columbia Calling, during the Anato Festival Feria. It really is special to listen, and we will in this first bit, listen to the music of the Pacific, the Curulao, and of course then we have some cumbia music and others. And there's just a real feeling, there's an upbeat feeling about where tourism is going in Colombia and how things are developing. Yes, we are a long way behind competitors in the region, but there's too much to offer around here. I mean, only the last week I've been in the coffee zone, Armenia, Pereira, Salento, Cocora, and then I was up in Mompox again for Carnaval, and then we were briefly in Cartagena before coming back to Bogota and showing some friends Bogota. The options are just too much, and that was one tiny sliver of the country. And so I urge you to look at some of these travel agencies, because that at the end of it is one of the things that we need to do, is that the infrastructure is pretty tough to deal with here. And maybe you don't know exactly where to go. And so who can best advise you on these things? Well, travel agents. And they don't really take a great deal more because they get great reductions from, well, businesses like myself. You go through a booking platform, reservation platform, they charge us a commission on the price as it is. But if you go through a travel agency, the prices are already moderated and your transport, the infrastructure problem has already surpassed because it's already done. So worth thinking about. But now we're going to go over and listen to a few of the clips. We'll be talking, well, we'll be listening and reflecting as we listen to the Curulao music from the Pacific Coast and then other outtakes all the way through this show. I know you'll enjoy it. So you can hear in the background or the foreground the music of Buenaventura and the Pacific Coast. This is the Curulao. It's got the marimba, drums. But very much not a dancing music, one to sit down to, one to relax to. And it's phenomenal. Now, I don't always recommend Buenaventura as a place to visit, but it's a good jumping off spot to go and watch the whales, head up north along the Pacific coast and to see another part of the country. But we're here in the Anato Tourism Fair in Corferias in Bogota, and we can see the tendency right now is that Colombia is once again on the rise regarding international tourism. The offer, the hotels, the infrastructure, they're all improving. Sure, there's some way to go, but they're all improving. And you know, this is a positive thing. And of course, I haven't been here in a couple of years. And of course, it was closed for COVID. But to see so many buyers coming from the United States, United Kingdom, Europe, and beyond is overwhelmingly positive. Of course it is. And everyone's talking. Everyone's talking about Colombia. And I don't mean to say anything bad about Peru. But at the same time, the Peruvian paradox obviously continues, where the economy and tourism and politics and tourism don't seem to affect one another. But Machu Picchu was closed, and we have had people changing their trips from Peru to Colombia. So it's another step in the right direction to bury the stigma of Colombia just a little bit more. Of course, this takes generations, but at the same time, we can only get better. We can only improve here in Colombia. So I'll keep on wandering around. That's the essence of the podcast this week, is to talk a bit more about tourism in Colombia. Maybe we'll see some of the more things, more musical presentations. I'll have been here over 2 days and hopefully get some sound bites from some interesting people in the tourism industry. We did have a virtual conference, a virtual talk given at the beginning of the Travel Mart by Wade Davis. You remember Wade Davis was on the podcast. He's the author of Magdalena and One River. One River about the Amazon, Magdalena, of course, about the Magdalena River in Colombia. And the right sounds are being made. So let's go around and see what people are saying and get some clips for you here on the podcast. Just going to move a little bit further away from the music so we can hear one another think and talk. But yes, it's that time again. Music is always present in Colombia, everywhere you go, and it's usually loud. But here, the tourism festival, of course, they're putting it on, and they're putting on a big display for everyone. Today, Friday, I guess loads of schools have brought all of their students out to learn a little bit more about the geography of Colombia and the options available out there, you know, beyond Cartagena, beyond the places in their immediate influence. So really quite exciting to see so many young people out here today. I had the opportunity to speak to some tourism students from university today, all of whom spoke English, which, you know, I know that we are in Colombia and we speak Spanish, but if you're going to work in an international industry, English, of course, is pretty useful. Anyhow, they were asking the differences between Colombian tourists and international tourists. And most of what I could say was about the type of guiding you do. It's not just about, let's say, talking about the date something was built and who it was built by. Give us an anecdote. Give us some stories around this. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, about your family. Put us into the context of Colombia's political spectrum and everything else like that. Because there is a reason to come to Colombia that's beyond the beauty of the scenery and the music and the people. But where does it all come from? We also come here because we want to know a little bit more about what's going on in Colombia. We want to know what happened in Colombia. It's not a negativism. It's something that we need to grasp and build on to be able to, well, obviously learn and then move forwards from this as well. There is a huge stigma surrounding Colombia. There's a huge stigma, which of course prevents many people from coming to the country. But if we're able to talk about it, then it means, you know, these are the right steps forward. Of course, you walk around here and you see a lot of faces. But the most interesting thing is to be up in the Travel Mart and sort of see those of us who are the survivors. I say that, survivors. We were the ones who were here, well, actually people who were here long before me, advertising Colombia and promoting Colombia when no one came. And then, of course, we come into that later on. But then after that, you've got the pandemic. And those of us who are still here, you know, the ones who've been around a good amount of time, who've had businesses open since before 2008, it makes a difference when you see these people, because this is the event of the year where you get to meet up with everyone and catch up and see how everyone's doing. But of course, you wander around again. I'm in the big pavilion now, and it's the usual suspects. You've got your cruise ships, Avianca, places offering huge package vacations to Cancun, Curaçao, you know, it's the usual suspects again. Mexico always has a very big presence. And then you see the airlines promoting whatever they can. Occasionally you find a deal. And of course, there are the insurance agents and beyond. Places like, you know, Air Century, I have no idea what that is. But, and of course, Instituto Nicaragüense de Turismo. So the Nicaraguan Tourism Institute must be having a tough time of it right now. Venezuela's here too, with some like virtual reality
virtual reality glasses on what they're promoting, which is always quite curious. Here, package tours to the Eastern Europe, to Europe. Peru is massive. It takes up half the side of this pavilion, and as it should. Argentina, big stand. Of course, they've got a replica of the World Cup here. Who thought they would do that? Of course they would. Uruguay, quite big. Oasis Hotels, whatever that is. Yeah, it's always interesting. But of course, I just do a very, very quick route around. I do want to find out, for example, what is going on with the government's policy towards tourism. They've got slogans, like so much. These are slogans and great concepts, but not so easy to execute. So we'll find out, is this going to be another imitation of everything else, or do they really have a plan on the ground to bring out under this current government?
On my wanders around the pavilions and the big conference center of Corferias, I always do stop in on lesser visited places, departments in Colombia that don't receive their fair share of tourism for obvious reasons, being so far out there. So Amazonian and plains, those kinds of departments, Guaviare, Caquetá, little bits of Meta and Casanare, but Vichada, Guainia, Valpez. And it's this last one, Valpez, where we stopped in and met with Tatiana, who is, well, I think she runs the Casa de la Cultura, so cultural events, and is definitely involved in tourism in Mitú, which is the capital of Valpez. I do know for a fact that she studied English many, many, many moons ago in Calgary in Canada. So we put her to the test a little bit, and she tells us in English about Valpez and why why she recommends we go there. I do not need to be sold on this place. I definitely want to go, but you know, the distance, the cost, and having two young children, well, I'm waiting until they get a little bit older so that they can appreciate a voyage of this type out there into Colombia's hinterlands, a very adventurous type of holiday that one can do in Colombia, and well, unforgettable scenery, people, and so on. So we're going to hear a little bit more about Valpez in this next segment.
All in English?
Yes, we are in Valpez. This is Tatiana from Valpez, and she's going to tell us why we should go to Valpez.
My English is not very well.
It's so. Okay.
Valpez is Amazon. The capital is Mitú. Mitú is the capital of Valpez. We are close to Brazil. We are Amazon, Colombian Amazon.
Doesn't matter.
With food, yeah. Is exotic food.
Yeah.
Dime.
What can you offer a tourist?
Mexico, es Amazonía. Mis ideas. Come to Valpez because it's exotic place. The people is nice people, beautiful people, exotic woman, and native people.
Okay. Indigenous culture.
The culture, we are 27 different. We have 27 language native, mm-hmm. Different, and this is different, the capital.
Puta, estoy toda trabada.
It's okay.
It's different.
I want to go to Valpez, so you don't have to convince me, but I want everyone else to hear about Valpez. So, Tatiana, thank you so much for your time. You work for the Alcaldía of Mitú.
It's the capital of Valpez.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And so we're here at the Valpez stand with Bruce McLean and team. And we are talking to Tatiana. We talk to her. And as we are talking to her, the governor of Valpez, no less, comes over to offer us some of their, well, dried chili spice. And he has tiny little vials of this chili spice. It's kind of the flakes, and it almost looks a bit like sawdust. Very nicely presented, of course. He puts a tiny, tiny bit onto Bruce McLean. That's Bruce McLean of BNB Colombia Tours. Check them out, please. And he puts a tiny bit onto Bruce McLean's finger. And this is what happens.
See.
What do you feel when you eat this ají that's been kindly given to you by the governor of Valpés?
I feel excited.
Oh.
I feel like a party on my tongue.
It's a party on his tongue.
That all right. Needs to be extinguished.
Okay. Is it really that hot? You've gone red in the face.
No. It is good. Considering there was nothing there. There was nothing on my finger. And considering that, it's good. Like, it's still burning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So I want some. Cool. Can I have some?
El ají se saca, obviamente, de la mata. Se pone a secar al sol. Y posteriormente se muele y es este ají, es 100% natural. Ajá. A diferencia de otros ajíes que de pronto ya tienen salsa, le ponen un poco de tomato,
pero eso
ingredientes,
no.
Exacto, y cambia el sabor de la comida. Esto no te va a alterar el sabor de la comida.
And there you have it. That's our travel and tourism episode this week. I've been incredibly busy with that. And of course, Emily Hart is writing for the New York Times this week. So we are both under the cosh. So thank you to freelance journalist in Medellin, Grace Brennan, for stepping in and giving us the news brief, the Columbia News Brief. And thank you to all of the people who participated in this podcast. That's Bruce McLean from BNB Columbia Tours. And of course, Tatiana from Valpés, the musicians from the Pacific Coast, from the Caribbean Coast. As you can tell, it was quite an extravaganza, and things are looking up. Things are going in the right direction for Columbia. And of course, a huge thank you to all of you out there who support us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Columbia Calling. For less than the cost of a Starbucks coffee, you can help us become economically viable and sustainable. Of course, every single dollar is so very much appreciated. And thank you to all of those who stuck with us through thick and thin all of these years. This is our 10th year on the Columbia Calling podcast. 10 years. I think it's June or July, which is the actual 10-year anniversary point. What are we going to do for it? Please send in some ideas. Of course, we are on Twitter at Columbia Calling. We are on Facebook. We value every reshare, share, tweet, and so on. Support us. Help us continue to grow in our 10th year. Now over to our sponsors. Thank you again. We'll be back next week.
The Columbia Calling podcast is sponsored by Latin News, a leading source of political and economic analysis on Latin America and the Caribbean since 1967. Their flagship publication, the Latin American Weekly Report, provides a behind-the-scenes briefing on all the week's key developments throughout the region. Sign up for a 14-day free trial at latinnews.com. The Columbia Calling podcast is also proud to say that we are sponsored by BNB Columbia Tours, which is a leading tour operator in Colombia, providing a large range of private day tours, transportation, and bespoke packages throughout Colombia since 2017. By popular demand, from January 2023, they will be providing exclusive small group shared tours for those aged 50 and over. If you're interested in experiencing one of their unforgettable journeys through Colombia, be it a shared tour with like-minded travelers or creating a private package of your own, just complete the form on the Columbia Calling website, that's columbiacalling.co, or the Plan My Trip form on the BNB Columbia Tours website, that's bnbcolombia.com, and they'll be in touch within 24 hours to answer all your questions and to start the planning of your Columbia adventure. So please support our sponsors, our patrons here on the Columbia Calling podcast. That's bnbcolombia.com and latinnews.com. Thank you again.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.